Malaysia and Australia today sealed a pact to swap refugees in a contentious new strategy aimed at deterring asylum seekers from undertaking perilous boat journeys to Australia. Both governments announced the deal in May, but were forced to fine-tune it amid objections by opposition politicians and human rights groups. Father Lawrence Andrew, the editor of The Herald, Malaysia's largest Catholic weekly, said the situation for refugees in Malaysia is grim.
The current situation is pretty sad in that sense. There are quite a lot of people in Malaysia. There are over 200,000 refugees that Malaysia has to care for. And therefore, this situation of taking 4,000 refugees is not a big deal. And not only that, the detention centers, the way the refugees are being treated and how the police harasses them are all a bit painful and shocking at times. And so, and because the refugees are on the loose in a way, some of them are illegal immigrants looking for a better prospect in life. They have to work under conditions that are not really humane. They have to work with little salary. Sometimes they are not even paid for. They are treated cruelly if they are employed because they are illegals and so on. So the situation is rather grim for the refugees generally.
What kind of impact will the recent agreement with Australia have on refugees and asylum seekers?
There doesn't seem to be anything clear cut about this the agreement that they have signed. First and foremost, Malaysia is not one that has signed the Convention on Refugees. Therefore, they have not ratified it. And therefore, there is no guidelines to go by. And if people coming from Australia, where there is already a high standard of security of human rights behavior, then when they come here, it's a very difficult situation where such laws are not enforced, and therefore people are going to be in a difficult situation. Of course, these refugees who are going to go to Australia are those who will go from today, about 800 or so. But then what do we get out of it? They are going to be in peril all the time. They are suffering, and they are being brought to a situation where there is little hope. Maybe a previous day that they have at least some land to stay, but then can they exercise a decent human life? That is questionable. And so it doesn't seem to be a very good solution. This is not a solution we as Christians would support.
Are there options for a long-term solution that would actually solve the problem or work towards alleviating the situation?
Yeah, I think that's the more prospective thing to work out and look out for, because 200,000 already that are seeking for recognition, even in our place and within the country itself, they need to be legalized. They need to be given a dignity so that they can employ a decent wage. These things should become possible, and it should be also shared by other nations. And so the whole of ASEAN and others must work together as a solution. We just cannot allow just one nation to take it. Things will get worse. So there need to be a concerted action from a moral perspective, from a human rights perspective, to safeguard the dignity of these people. If not, they will become, as some people have commented, like football. They've been kicked from one place to another. Where will they end?
And how is the Catholic Church acting to support refugees?
Actually, the Church has many NGO groups, or supports other NGO groups in helping people. There are some refugees who are, in fact, termed as illegals. They live in the jungles and so on. And so the church-related groups or other NGOs reach out to them and help them, but the situation is pretty bad. And so it's not really a charitable thing for us to say that we are caring for the refugees by just providing food and some medical aid. It's not good enough. We must give them also some form of decent housing. Sometimes a huge number of people get placed in a small room. It is really like a modern slavery today.